In Northwest News on KPLU, evidence is mounting that harsh discipline in school can do serious harm to a child. Yet in Washington State, schools haven't been able to say why most students are suspended or expelled. But as KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes tells us, that's about to change.
Did you get suspended for fighting? The state tracks that. Expelled for bringing a gun to school? The state counts that too. Same goes for fighting, drugs, or bullying. But that's basically it. For everything else, if you talked back in class, if you cheated on a paper, or if you committed sexual harassment, your suspension or expulsion goes in a vague catch-all category, other behavior. It accounts for more than half of all suspensions and expulsions in Washington, and yet Nathan Olson with the State Superintendent of Public Instruction's office says the numbers in that category don't tell us all that much.
The other category so dwarfs everything else that it doesn't make the data irrelevant, but it makes any deeper dive into the data kind of difficult.
Offenses that often land in the other behavior category, like failing to cooperate with a teacher, research has shown those kinds of penalties are disproportionately leveled against minority students. A state task force has recommended 10 new categories for labeling these other suspensions and expulsions. Data collection in two of the new categories, failure to cooperate and disruptive conduct, is already underway in the state's schools. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.